This is Slashdot Review for Wednesday, December 1st, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary produced Mobile near Louisville, Kentucky, including highlights, recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's music's from GarageBand.com and Creative Commons artist Red Soul from Redondo Beach, California. Now let's have a look at the headlines. Looks like over half of the U.S. IT operations jobs are about to vanish. Ant writes to Slashdot that a MacCentral article says Gartner researchers believe that as many as 50% of the IT operational jobs in the U.S. could disappear over the next two decades because of improvements in data center technologies. Donna Scott, a Gartner analyst, said that IT workers face a situation similar to that in the manufacturing field, which has lost jobs over the past several decades as automation has improved. Similarly, standardization of IT infrastructure, applications, and processes will lead to productivity improvements and a major shift in the types of skills that are needed. Kazaa is trying the famous Betamax defense. The Hobo writes that, quote, CBC is reporting that Kazaa, mentioned in a number of previous Slashdot stories, has mounted the Betamax defense. Prosecution claims Sharman Networks does not enforce their agreement, which stipulates users cannot share copyrighted material. Also, following the case, Dan Warren writes that Australia's APC magazine is publishing a daily blog from the Kazaa trial proceedings in Sydney's federal court. It has some details not reported elsewhere, like the music industry piracy investigation chief apparently losing a $100 bet on the first day of the trial. More seriously, blogging journalist Garth Montgomery says the court heard evidence that Kazaa's software already had the ability to block copyrighted tracks built in, despite Charman's protests to the contrary. Gunshot tracking cameras are about to be deployed in Los Angeles. Epoch04 writes that, get out your tinfoil hats and ski masks. A USC engineer uses his expertise with nerve cells to create a surveillance system that can recognize the sound of a nearby gunshot and identify the shooter. In a unique pilot program, Los Angeles and Chicago will deploy test units in high-crime areas. The creator emphasizes the system cannot recognize voices or words. His previous research into speech recognition systems may suggest otherwise. The project is the Extendable Open Router Platform, or XORP. XORP or ZORP, I'm not sure. But the goal is to provide a free open source software product that will route data through computer networks using cheap hardware and microprocessors from the likes of Intel. That might be a problem if your name is Cisco. Cornfed writes that Business Week's running an article talking about how XORP will take on Cisco's dominance in the router market. They speculate that ZORP could well represent the next open source rebellion. One can only imagine the fallout within the telecommunications industry if an open source project like this gained traction. Cisco would not be the only giant to be slain. Energia is revealing a new Russian spacecraft. Colonist writes that Russian space officials unveiled a full-scale model of the Klipper spaceship. If funding is provided, Klipper, K-L-I-P-E-R, will replace the Soyuz space capsule as Russia's human space vehicle. The spaceship is twice the size of Soyuz and will carry a crew of six. It has two main parts, a reusable reentry craft with a lifting body design, and an orbital module. Like the Soyuz, it has a rocket to pull the spaceship away from the launch vehicle in an emergency. The Verizon-pushed Wi-Fi bill has become law in Pennsylvania. Cairo Fan writes that a Wall Street Journal article tells the sad tale of how legislation barring Pennsylvania municipalities from offering paid telecom services was signed into law. Pennsylvania Governor Edward G. Rendell said late Tuesday night that he had signed into law a large telecommunications bill placing severe restrictions on the ability of cities and towns to offer telecommunications services, an item that was heavily lobbied by Verizon Communications and other big telephone companies in similar legislation across the country. If you look at the album cover on Slashdot Review of today's artist Red Soul, you'll see that there's a Creative Commons symbol that says Share Music. It's important to realize that the owner of the music retains his or her copyright, but by licensing it under Creative Commons, they have allowed me to download, copy, file share, trade, distribute, and publicly perform, i.e. podcast it, but only under the following conditions. I cannot sell copies of this music or make other commercial use of it. I can't use derivative works. I can't sample or remix the music. And I always have to give the original author credit. But because he's made the effort to put it into Creative Commons, his music is freely available and you'll have a chance to hear it right after we finish the news. By specifying in advance exactly what he did and did not want done with the music, it enables me to popularize his music and enables him to retain exactly the rights that he decided that he wanted to have for this particular song. That's the beauty of Creative Commons. The report's a bit of a disappointment. The DOE, Department of Energy, is reporting on cold fusion once again. T.H. Hamm writes that the DOE report, last mentioned in Slashdot September 3rd with a link to an IEEE paper, is back in the news. You can take a look at it on the DOE website, and it looks like there's nothing really new since Pons and Fleischmann in 1989, because while, quote, significant progress has been made in the sophistication of calorimeters since the review of the subject in 1989, the conclusions reached by the reviewers today are similar to those found in the 1989 review. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot that a new open-sourced multimedia center for Windows has been released. Media Portal boasts the ability to turn your PC into an advanced HTPC, or home theater PC, and a PVR-DVR, personal digital video recorder, by basically allowing you to listen to favorite music and radio, watch all your videos and DVDs, then view, schedule, and record live TV, and much more. The software is a port of the homebrew Xbox Media Center software, which does require a modded Xbox to run. Slashdot has the link to the Team Exodus official website, which has the details on the mod to the Xbox. Global Flyer aims to go Voyager one better. Lucid Beast writes that we all remember Voyager, the first plane to fly around the world in 1986 on one tank of gas. Now Voyager pilot Steve Fawcett plans to do it solo with a jet-powered Global Flyer. There's a New York Times article about it. The idea of the solo flight, according to this story, originated with the Voyager builder, Dick Rutan. Loconet is reporting that BBC and Reuters are reporting that China is blocking access to the website Google News, according to media watchdog Reporters Without Borders. The organization also accused Google of being complicit by filtering its Chinese language site. From the Reuters story, a Paris-based group said the government had been blocking Google's English language news website for about 10 days after the company launched a Chinese language version to remove politically sensitive reports. The Lycos Anna spam site has been compromised. An anonymous reader writes that Lycos, shortly after producing a screensaver to fight spammers using a denial-of-service style attack, appears to have been hacked. Attempting to download the screensaver from Lycos results in the message, "Yes, attacking spammers is wrong, and you know this, you shouldn't be doing it. Your IP address and request have been logged and will be reported to your ISP for further action." Or maybe it's just a joke. According to Lycos, the defacement reports were actually just a hoax. If you're contemplating an iPod either under the tree or in the stocking, you might want to look at three books on the iPod. Honest Puck, otherwise known as Tony Williams, writes that with Apple iPod sitting under the Christmas trees, the question arises what might sit next to it, suggesting three books that might be just the ticket. Oh, a dollars and cents question. How important is a well-known computer science degree? Synapse asks, "I've been interested in computer science ever since my mother taught me how to program in QBasic when I was 11, and I've wanted to be a developer ever since I learned C++ in advanced placement computer science while in high school." This person is now in his sophomore year of college, studying computer science at a state university that isn't particularly known for its computer science program, but he's quite happy and personally thinks he's learning a lot. His father thinks otherwise. Deadline for transferring successfully is approaching. What chance do I have in the real world with a not-so-prestigious degree? Am I likely to be learning what's important, or am I looking at a series of awful jobs if I don't transfer to a more prestigious university? If you've got some words of wisdom and some hard-fought experience, you might go to ask.org and reply. It looks like 1,077 people have already offered some comments and given this young student some words of wisdom. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Wednesday, December the 1st. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike license. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday and generally on Sundays. Today's album track is from the GarageBand.com artist Red Soul. In honor of the 1st of December, selected a track called Summertime. There's more music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
So young, just growing up, I never knew why people cried, what a bill was, no concept of time, while chasing friends up and down the block, hide and seek, out past dark, hearing mama's voice, calling my name, pretending not to hear and playing one more game. If I only knew all that I know now, cherish every moment. For today, not worrying about what was going on. The only concern, what time we going home? I hope that the sun stays out, never goes away. My friends are all around, we playing ball, having good times, laughing all day and feeling so dang fine. If I only knew all that I know now, I cherish every moment that Mississippi, ready or not, here I come.